everybody, welcome back to another video of James Dill Explains. So people have been wondering entirely around the world, how does a black hole work? Well, it's very simple if you ask me. So it's a technically a dying star dying out, and then all the enclosure, it just all evaporates inside of it. Then it starts forming a hole, then it starts making it bigger and bigger. Like scientists have been saying, they've got a photo of the black hole. This has took 5 years in satellites. They've worked their head off and back. They are the real heroes. Because if we didn't find that, we wouldn't have this future today. So I'm just asking, be grateful for the scientists. And if you don't, they won't get anything they will deserve. But that's all. James Dill, I'll be back for episode 2. Get ready. The Big Bang. Okay, people. That was just a song of We Will Rock You, Nickelback. Yep, that was the artist of that song. So, yep. We're back from episode 2, James the Scientist, and we'll be explaining about how the Big Bang happened. It was like 17 billion light years ago, any time like that. They'll just play in anything. You can have a conspiracy about what you think about it, but I'm just saying that there was nothing there, just plain white or black. And then somehow something in our earth just crashed, bang, dang, the Big Bang happened, like conspiracy, the like giant explosion that made our planets, that made our galaxies, that made our Milky Ways, that made everything that would be possible today. That's what everyone is saying, but some Christian people might think the other way around, God. And the Big Bang, that's how it happened. Just a giant explosion that made everything. And now, our Earth is really good, but we still have to keep it safe.